Rockingham, Bayswater, South Perth, Scarborough, Ascot, Nedlands, all over the city. There's a running series of battles about planning, about density, about building heights. There might be a battle near you. Subdivisions, apartment blocks, 922 11 882. Let me know if there's a battle in your backyard and where you stand on it. Now, Perth is growing, isn't it? We know that. For a decade, we've been told by state governments, both Liberal and Labor, that we need to get denser, more compact, that we can't keep sprawling from north of Yanchep to south of Mandurah. Yet in so many places, the solutions, big projects, tall buildings, are rejected by the neighbours. Shortly, I'm going to talk to the chairman of the WA Planning Commission, Eric Lumsden. He's a veteran operator. He's spent a long career, first in local government and now in statewide planning. His term's about to end as chair of the WAPC, so I'm looking forward to hearing from him some reflections. But first, let's go to some of the battlegrounds. And I want to hear from you, 922 11 882. The mayor of Bayswater is Dan Bull, which is one of the many local governments around the city grappling with this issue. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
What are the battles in your neck of the woods?
We have a couple of battles. We've had a challenge with one particular development in King William Street that has been approved by the Joint Development Assessment Panel, and it has heights greater than the town planning scheme prescribes. But we've also had more general planning issues around structure plans, for example, in the Meltham area, and also some other town planning scheme issues with the WAPC where they haven't seemed to listen to anyone, whether that be the community or developers, on what they are asking for.
All right, we'll go through each of those two issues in turn. First of all, the development on King William Street. You said that it's higher than what's permitted in the town planning scheme. What does the town planning scheme commit in terms of building height? And then how high is the development that's been approved by the Joint Development Assessment Panel?
Sure. So height is just one aspect of non-compliance, but on the height, obviously, it's a sensitive issue for folks. The town planning scheme provides that buildings in the King William Street area of the town town site need to be no greater than 5 stories up to 20 metres. The approval was for, originally it was for a 7-storey building up to 20 metres, and the most recent approval is for a 6-storey building.
Okay, so we're really talking about 1-storey difference.
Well, you're correct. However, I think the bigger question is what are we doing with our town planning schemes and how are they supposed to be applied? If discretion is going to be applied, then it needs to be clearly articulated the reasons why that flexibility is allowed, because a town planning scheme is developed through consultation with the public. And if you go out to the public and you say, five stories, and the public says, yes, we accept 5 stories, but 6 or 7 are being applied, then why is that the case? And why have a town planning scheme in the first place?
And I think that point that you make goes right to the heart of this whole issue. I'd love to hear from listeners this morning, 922 11 882. If there's a planning battle in your backyard, let me know what it is. And do you have a problem if town planning schemes seem to be flexible in the way that Dan Bull is describing in Bayswater? Now, King William Street in Bayswater, it's a hop, step and a jump from Bayswater train station. You also mentioned the Meltham precinct, which is near where I live. People know that. I'll declare it again, though. And that is also on a significant piece, an important piece of public transport infrastructure. It's an activity corridor. At the moment, it's surrounded by single houses. Some people like it that way, and I get that. Other people say this is a wasted opportunity.
The feedback that I'm getting in Meltham from most of the residents is that they actually do want some level of density in there. It's really important that the decision making is done in a contextual way, and in a way that doesn't lose the character of the area. And what I have found in the Meltham area is that people are asking for an increase in density, but not the level that the West Australian Planning Commission has prescribed, and it is in a way that doesn't take the context of the area into account.
And so What's the solution, Dan, from your point of view as one mayor dealing with one set of issues?
So I think firstly, the state government is undertaking a review of the system, and I think we need to see what comes out of that. It's really important that the decision makers find the balance. So striking a balance between the community's wishes and also what us as local Perth people, the responsibility that we have to help increase these densities to deal with things like urban sprawl. There is a balance there. But even under the state planning policies, it talks about doing it in a way that takes the context into account, such as topography, character, and these kinds of things. So I think the local governments are the best placed to give good feedback because they are at the grassroots level with the residents, and equally that the balance needs to be struck between that and developers pushing out development that is really fantastic, resulting in places where people really love to live.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks. See you later.
Dan Ball, the Mayor of Bayswater.